Mickey.
The fact that it is Dublin, the team that everybody's raving about, and, you know, the obviously double All-Ireland champions going for three in a row, does that attitude change above you of the players?
No, I think it's just the idea of where we are. We're in All-Ireland semi-final, and, you know, we haven't managed to get past that since 2008. So I think these players want to see it within themselves to be able to make a little bit of history for their own again, to get back to the All-Ireland final. So that's the real carrot there, is to get to the All-Ireland final. That it happens to be Dublin in front of them, of course that excites players, because they know how good they have been and they know the records that they have behind them. So it is a real test of their character and their ability to go toe-to-toe with the best team of this current era, if not other eras. So, yeah, it's a real good challenge for the players, and I think these players like a challenge.
Yeah, and you have improved as a team throughout the season. I suppose the one thing we notice is that, and we've mentioned it before, maybe the lack of goals has been highlighted by people, but you started finding the net in recent weeks?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always a work in progress, you know. First of all, it was we couldn't score a lot, and then we started scoring plenty, then it was only points. So then, you know, there's always an issue when you're doing something. It's hard to be perfect, and I know that. And we never aspire, we never believe we're going to be perfect, but we aspire to be as good as we can be. And that's all a work in progress. It's about getting more scores, first of all, yes, and I don't care how they come. If they go over the bar, they're still up on the board and they're still counting towards your tally. That we've picked up a few goals in the last few games is very, very heartwarming, if you like. So it's given the players the evidence to say we can score goals too, so we can't levy that against us anymore. So, yeah, that's all good. That's all good. And I suppose goals certainly are very important and very helpful in winning a game.
Because you're at a stage now probably where you're coming close to where you want to be as a team. You know, you've been forming this team over the last couple of years. As you mentioned, you know, it's an All-Ireland semi-final. Real progress will be on Sunday week if you get to an All-Ireland final. Is that your attitude towards it now, rather than, you know, if we go down to Dublin by a point or two, it'll be a good day's work?
No, we're long past moral victories, you know. We don't want that. We want to win the game. It's not a question of staying close to Dublin. Would be very disappointing for us if we couldn't stay ahead of them. The aim of our game here is to go out and beat Dublin, and if we didn't have that aim or that belief, then we certainly wouldn't have any chance. If we go with that belief and that intention, we have a good chance. So it's up to us to go there and present ourselves with the authority and ability that we have to challenge Dublin, because if we don't go with that state of mind, then you're just actually going as lambs to the slaughter. You're going to say, we're just making up the numbers here. We know Dublin's going to be in the All-Ireland final and we can't stop them. We have to believe we're capable of stopping them, and then show the evidence of that when the ball is thrown in. So belief's one thing, but then we need to show the results of that belief, and that is the challenge. But it's not a challenge that we're going to run away from. We believe that if we play to the best of our ability, we're capable of winning this game.
You take one game at a time. You said you're fully fit squad. Does the fact that it's Dublin shape your thinking in terms of your team selection and how you line out?
Well, obviously you have to consider the opposition for sure, and what their strengths are and how you might be able to counteract them. But I don't think you pick your team on who the opposition are. You pick your team on current form. You pick your team on the players who are training hardest and performing at the best level that they can at this given moment in time. And obviously, from our in-house games, they're a big, big factor in who starts and who makes the 26. So that makes our in-house games very competitive. And it's been that case all year. They've been really competitive games, and there's been a number of decisions made as a result of the players' performance in those games. So they know that. They know that this is our sort of in-between championship match, if you like, before we meet the next team.
Mm. There's a lot made about the players on the field and maybe the 20 players from both sides that will be used. It's you against Jim Gavin. You know, do you see it as that, you to train out with Jim Gavin, to come up with something, you know, pull a rabbit out of the hat or come up with something special?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe people pay too much attention to that there. It's really about the people on the field. And so is the work we do as management people and teams off the scene, if you like, what we do with our players, what we instill in our players, how we sort of coach them as to how we think the game should be played, and then how they deliver on that, because it's about what the players do ultimately. And people, there's a lot of attention given nowadays, I suppose, in Gaelic games to managers and what they do and what they don't do and who's a tactician and who's not. I wouldn't really get too involved, not at all. All I know is that we work very hard to do the best we can to give our players as much insight as we can about their own ability and the ability of people that they might be meeting. And it's ultimately up to them. It's what they do with that that makes a difference. So we can never take away from what the players contribute to any outcome in any game.
You have the defensive system right, you know, as proved all year, you defend in numbers and obviously break and you play Mark Bradley up kind of in an isolated role. Is it going to be much of the same, maybe play at a higher intensity?
Well, I think it will be. I mean, you don't change your way of playing for the most important game of the year. You have to be basically believe in what you're doing, and then obviously the opposition dictate how well you achieve that. So yeah, this will be a challenge to all that we do. It'll be a challenge to how we defend. It'll be a challenge to how we attack. And I think we have the ability to adapt within the core principles of how we play the game. But it's not going to be an entire new script, and we're going to not tear it up and say, you never seen Tyrone playing like this before. People will know what to expect from us. All we need to do is play that way to a higher level maybe than we've ever done all year.
Yeah. Are Dublin as good as they're cracked up to be? And I asked that in the context of last year. You should have beaten Mayo, you know, it was one that got away from you. They played Dublin in two matches, probably gave away three goals, and Dublin only beat them by a point.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you judge how good some team is? Or the way you judge it, ultimately, will be on the outcomes. And the outcomes that they've had in the last 3 or 4 years or five, it's not, you can't dispute it. I mean, they got their four league titles and were in the final of a fifth, and they've won three of the last four All-Irelands. I'd like to think if I or any team that I was concerned with were doing that, people would respect us for what we'd achieved. So we would have to do that for Dublin too. You'd have to give them total respect for what they've achieved. And, you know, they just keep on winning. And, you know, people then say because they come into that close encounter and don't brush people aside, that perhaps they're not as good as they're cooked up to be. I believe they are every bit as good as they're cooked up to be because they have the records to prove it.
So you're going to have to be very good to beat them.
We are absolutely going to have to be on top of our game.